Young Explorers 1. Copyright Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited 2015. Little Red Riding Hood. A classic tale adapted by Alex Raynham. Read by Danica Fairman. Little Red Riding Hood. A little girl lived with her mum in a house near a wood. One day, her grandma made her a beautiful red coat. It had a red hood. The little girl wore her red coat every day. People called her Little Red Riding Hood. One day, Mum asked Little Red Riding Hood, "Can you take this chicken to Grandma? She's ill. Go into the wood and don't leave the path," she said. "It's dangerous." Little Red Riding Hood went down the path. A big, bad wolf saw her.
"Little girls are good to eat." "Where are you going, little girl?"
the wolf asked.
"I'm going to my grandma,"
Little Red Riding Hood said.
"She lives in that yellow house."
"What is in the basket?"
the wolf asked.
"A chicken for Grandma,"
Little Red Riding Hood said.
"Chickens are good to eat, but little girls are better." "Why are you in a hurry?"
the wolf asked.
"Look at the flowers."
Then the wolf smiled.
"You can pick some flowers for your grandma," he said.
Little Red Riding Hood left the path and went into the wood.
"The wood is beautiful," she said.
But the wolf wasn't there. She picked some blue flowers. Then she picked some pink flowers. The wolf didn't go into the wood. He ran to Grandma's house.
"It's Little Red Riding Hood, Grandma,"
he called.
"Come in,"
Grandma said. The wolf went up to Grandma's bedroom.
"Help!"
Grandma cried when she saw him. She ran in the cupboard. The wolf smiled and locked the cupboard. The wolf got into Grandma's bed.
"Grandmas are good to eat, but little girls are better."
Little Red Riding Hood went back to the path.
"Now I can take the flowers to Grandma."
She went down the path to Grandma's house.
"Hello, Grandma!
Little Red Riding Hood called.
Come in!
The wolf called. Little Red Riding Hood was very surprised when she saw Grandma.
You've got a very big nose, Grandma.
I can smell the flowers with my big nose.
But, Grandma, you've got big ears.
I can hear you well with my big ears.
Grandma, you've got big eyes.
I can see you well with my big eyes.
But Grandma, you've got very big teeth.
I can eat you with my big teeth.
The wolf jumped out of bed.
Grandma!
Little Red Riding Hood cried.
Your grandma's in the cupboard,
the wolf said.
She can't help you.
Help!
Little Red Riding Hood cried.
Help!
A woodcutter was in the wood. He heard Little Red Riding Hood. He ran to Grandma's house.
I'm going to eat you now,
the wolf said. The woodcutter came. He cut off the wolf's tail.
Oh, my tail!
Little Red Riding Hood, Grandma, and the woodcutter ate the chicken.
I'm better now,
Grandma said.
I'm not going to leave the path in the wood,
Little Red Riding Hood said. Little Red Riding Hood. Little Red Riding Hood, please be good. Don't pick the flowers, don't go into the wood. The wolf has got a big nose to smell you with. The wolf has got big ears to hear you with. The wolf has got big eyes to see you with. The wolf has got big teeth to eat you with. Little Red Riding Hood, what can you do? Grandma's in the cupboard and she can't help you. Little Red Riding Hood, please run away. The big bad wolf wants to eat you today.